Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to continue here in Ezekiel. We've got to chapter 33 and verse 28. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, or we could say the high places shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am Yahuwah when I have laid the land most desolate because of their abominations which they have committed. Also thou, son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahuwah, from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do not do them. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. Many are called, but few are chosen. That's the end of Ezekiel chapter 33. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many hear the call, like they hear the prophet, and they hear the word of the Heavenly Father, and they listen to it. And they even go sit in their fancy buildings every week and listen to the preacher preach. And the preacher may even hear the words coming out of his own mouth. He might throw in a verse here and a verse there of the Word of God into his sermon to teach what he wants to teach them. But the word can work regardless of the vessel that is coming through. And to them, it's like a lovely song, the song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do not do them. It's like putting on their favorite pop song. They like the sound of it. It makes them feel good, but they don't do it. They don't repent. They don't turn from their wicked ways. It says their heart goeth after covetousness. It says, when this comes to pass, and lo, it will come, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. And what is he talking about that will come to pass? All of this judgment, the sword, the pestilence, the famine, for the overspreading of abominations. And that covetousness that they go after is just part of it, part of the overspreading of abominations. They love the creation more than they love the Creator. Chapter 34 and verse 1. And the word of Yahuwah, yes, the Lord and the authorized King James Version, masking the name of the Creator, came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Yes, prophesy against the shepherds, the corporate preachers and teachers and the government leaders who are leading the people out there. Prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. And I prophesy against the pastors and the teachers and the false prophets and the government leaders of America that are leading the people astray. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and you clothe with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and cruelty You have ruled them. They were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Almighty. As I live, saith Adonai Yahweh, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they do not be meat for them. Isn't that a picture of the corporate church out there? Continually fleecing the flock. All the false evangelists and false prophets on the TV continually fleecing the flock, flaunting their wealth while the flocks are starving. They steal the inheritance of the children of their flocks while their children go homeless. They help the beasts destroy the family. They teach that the law of God is dead, that the sheep won't turn from their wicked ways, but they'll continue in them because they can keep them under their wicked control. Because if they turn from their wicked ways and their eyes were opened and they saw the truth, they would turn on the shepherd. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. You know, really, this is a picture of the resurrection, and a picture of the day, the last trumpet, when he's going to call everyone. He's going to call all his sheep from every quarter of the earth and from every moment of time. And what a wonderful day it will be. And so we will ever, as the scripture says, we will ever be with our great shepherd. He said, I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God, and we will have rest. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and I will bind up that which was broken. I will strengthen that which was sick, and I will destroy the fat and the strong, the fat and the strong in the world, the ones that are getting fat by depriving or shearing the sheep of the flock. How did the Messiah put it? He said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. Woe to you, corporate pastors, teachers, and false leaders, false shepherds. He said, they lead you up. Yeah, they scour the earth. They go back and forth, to and fro, to make one convert. And then, when they've made a convert, they lead them up to the kingdom. But they do not suffer them to enter, because they don't go in themselves. And that's what we have out there. And all of these corporate leaders that are married to the beast to get his benefits. Many of them do it blindly. Many of them don't see what they're doing. And they'll come out of it. They'll wake up sometime when all the elect eyes are open. But many of them know exactly what they're doing. But they keep doing it anyway. They shear the sheep and they keep them in darkness. They don't suffer them to enter the kingdom of God. They teach them that the law was nailed to the cross so that they won't turn from their wicked ways, because they don't go in themselves, meaning that they haven't turned from their wicked ways. They're after covetousness, and they worship the beast and its image for the benefits that the beast and its image produce for them. I mean, what did the council say when they were discussing, what are we going to do with this Jesus, this Yahshua, who everyone's calling the Messiah? The whole world's going to come after, the whole world is going after him. We're going to lose our place with the Romans, they said. Yeah, we're going to lose our place with the beast. And it is better that one man die than a whole nation perish, from the lips of the high priest in that council. And they decided to pick up, to have him arrested, and drag him before the Roman government, the civil government, and have him put to death. That was their decision. So they wouldn't lose their place with the corporate state, with the Roman government. They didn't want to lose their benefits. That's where most of the pastors and the teachers who had their position by the Roman government, that's where they stood. A few didn't, a few repented, but most of them stood with the beast and its image for the benefits that they were receiving. Explicitly stated in that council, in the Gospels, for you to read what went on there. Still going on today. That's right. And the beast rewards many of them very well. They become millionaires and they say to themselves, God has blessed me. Yeah. When it's the beast that has blessed them with unrighteous, filthy lucre, with fiat usury mammon, Satan's money. That's your reward. I will seek that which was lost, and I will bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. That's what I've been talking about. The fat and the strong. He says, I will destroy the fat and the strong. In Ezekiel's day, they led the people astray. They came out with smooth words and told the people what they wanted to hear. The unpopular prophet, like Jeremiah, was thrown into prison for telling the truth, for preaching the word of the Almighty to them and giving them good instruction, the instruction of his word. So what did he do with those false prophets and the wall of the false prophets? He says, I will destroy the fat and the strong. Look around. Look at the corporate Christianity out there, and look at those that are fat and strong. That means they're rich. And their strength, oh my goodness, they've got the following. Millions follow them. And they're raking in hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars a year. And some of them just live lavishly rich lives. The fat and the strong. He says, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. And they'll be the first to go. Because remember, judgment begins at the house of God. They're going to be the first to be judged when judgment comes. The judgment that is coming to America for the overspreading of abominations. They will be judged first. I would be quaking if I were them. But they don't have time to hear my voice. So it's going to take them by surprise. Repent. The kingdom is at hand, even for those fat and strong that have led the sheep astray and have got rich thereby. They can still repent. They can stop their wickedness and learn righteousness. They can turn from their wicked ways and start walking in his statutes and his judgments and keeping his commandments. His mercy is everlasting and available for all those that will. He continues here, Ezekiel 34:17. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between rams and the goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture? But you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture, to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. As for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, Behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Yeah, that's what the fat do. They trample it down with their feet, and they leave the residue for the lean, for the poor, and for those that they leave little. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, Behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and the lean cattle, because you have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the diseased with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. Now, this is after David. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about the seed that was promised to David, the Messiah. This is a literary device that refers to the Messiah, my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Yahuwah, will be their God. And my servant David, referring to the Messiah, a prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessing. And the trees of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am Yahuwah when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that served themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. They shall know that I, Yahuwah, their God, and here he calls himself by name, and says their God, their Elohim, in the Hebrew there, am with them. And that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith Adonai, and that variation on his name, Yahweh. And ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men. I am your God. I am your Elohim, saith Adonai, Yahuwah. Cross the border into his kingdom. Become the sheep of his pasture. Let him be your great shepherd. He says, My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me whithersoever I go. Be one of his. I can't imagine anything that is more important than that. There was a man who wanted to follow the Messiah in the Gospels, and you can read about it there. And the man said, I want to follow you, Messiah. Yeshua, Jesus, I want to follow you. And he said, come and follow me to him. And he said, well, suffer. Let me go bury my father first, because I presumed that his father had just died, or that his father was near death. And Yeshua said something very harsh to the man. I mean, you know, whoa. You know, when he says, let the dead bury the dead, but you come and follow me. That's pretty harsh, you would think. Let the dead bury the dead? What was he saying? There's nothing more important in the world. It's important when your family dies, you know, that you go to the funeral and you take care of the whatever needs to be taken care of. But he said, let the dead bury the dead. He said, don't worry about it. You know, let those which are behind and not following me, that they'll take care of those little details. Don't you worry about it, because there is nothing more important than leaving your old life behind and following me, the great shepherd. Join my sheepfold. Don't let anything hold you back, because if you do, you may never enter life again. You might, but you might not. Are you willing to take that chance? That's what he was saying by that hard saying, let the dead bury the dead. He was saying, there is nothing more important than entering my kingdom and following now. You don't know what will happen. You don't know what you'll be tempted with. You may never get another opportunity. This may be it. You may be turning back and get hit by a camel, you know, going 30 miles an hour. You don't know what's going to hit you. I'm going back to the camel days there. Today it would be hit by a Mack truck. You just do not know. There's nothing more important. That's the urgency. That's what the illustration was about. When he said, let the dead bury the dead. You worry about life. We're in chapter 35 and verse 1. We'll jump into it before the end of this segment here. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. Mount Seir. And what is that Mount Seir? I'm not sure I remember what that is. Let's see. Seir, a mountain of the Idumea. Okay, that would be one of the mountains in Judea. Idumea, I believe. Also one in Palestine, Seir. So, set thy face against. And whatever he says, set thy face against, that means he's going to prophesy against that. It's not good foreboding when the prophet prophesies against whatever it is that he sets his face against. Prophesy against it and say unto it, thus saith Adonai, the Lord God, behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay the cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am Yahuwah. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to take a little break here, and we will return and pick up here in Ezekiel chapter 35 and verse 1. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Be sure to leave me a message there in the comments or find my email address and email me. I would like to hear from you.